Welcome to Alchemist Tribune Deep Dives, hosted by the Academic Renegade. We're here to share insights and analysis from the latest articles in the Alchemist Tribune. Each week, we explore how doctorate holders are transforming academic expertise into entrepreneurial success. Let's dive in.
Ever thought about how your research skills could help you launch a business? We're diving into this article called Navigating the Path from Research to Entrepreneurship. It's like a crash course in turning your academic stuff into entrepreneurial gold.
It's going to show us how to spot opportunities, be more creative with problem solving, and even build a business plan. All based on your research background, the article makes this point. Research isn't just about knowledge.
It's about solving problems, right? Real world problems.
Yeah, and that's the core of what entrepreneurship is all about.
Makes sense. And think about all those late nights. Analyzing data, designing experiments.
Oh, yeah. That translates directly to business.
Imagine using those skills for a marketing campaign, or like streamlining production.
Yeah, that's a good example. It's not just data, though. Think about project management. Researchers are always juggling deadlines and budgets. Constantly. It's like running a mini business already.
Totally. And those skills would be like gold for a startup.
Absolutely, for hitting those milestones and all that. And then there's critical thinking.
Yeah, researchers are trained to question everything, evaluate evidence, think systematically.
Super important, which is like essential in business, right?
When you're making decisions about products, about the market, hiring even, you need to be able to analyze information and make judgments. The source quotes Alan Kay, "The best way to predict the future is to invent it." How do you think that applies here? To researchers, that's a good question.
I think it's about shaping trends instead of just observing them, right? Not just analyzing data, but using it to anticipate what the market needs and create something new. Defining the future, not just reacting to it, like that being a trendsetter.
Exactly. The article acknowledges that leaving academia can be scary.
Oh, yeah. It's a big leap. Totally different environment. Different expectations.
But here's the good part. The source emphasizes that all those skills we talked about, they're super valuable in business.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And it even offers some advice on gaining business smarts.
Oh, helpful. What does it recommend?
Taking online courses, things like finance and marketing.
Okay. There's so many resources.
Don't forget the value of programs like the Alchemist Bootcamp.
Yeah, that is a great program. Isn't it only offered 2 to 3 times a year?
Yes, it is an 8-week immersive program that includes a 6-month membership to the community. You get hands-on guidance and ongoing tools, tips, and live sessions to help you work through this process, regardless of where you are in the process.
That makes sense. Fill in the gaps. Yeah, exactly. And I love this quote they include, "Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success."
Who said that?
Albert Schweitzer. It's a good reminder to find fulfillment in the journey, not just chase profits, passion, purpose. The source also really stresses thorough market research.
Makes sense. Got to understand the landscape. It's like your compass guiding you to your audience needs, what your competitors are doing. How do they suggest tackling that?
First, identify your target audience. Who are you trying to reach? Then, analyze your competitors. What are they doing well? What are they not doing well? Find your niche. What makes you stand out? And then market trends. What are those emerging needs, those opportunities? And this helps you build a solid business plan.
It's like using research skills, but to gather business intelligence.
Totally. And there's this great quote from Dwight D. Eisenhower. Plans are nothing. Planning is everything.
Planning is key for sure. You can have the best idea, but without a plan. No way. Nowhere. And here's where things get interesting.
The source dives into ethics in entrepreneurship. Oh, that's an interesting connection. It argues that ethics isn't just a nice thing to have. It's a core ingredient for building a successful business, a sustainable one. How it enhances your reputation, builds stronger relationships, and can even attract customers.
Imagine a company's facing a setback. If they're open about it, communicate their plan, stakeholders are more likely to stick around.
Transparency.
Exactly. And it's not just about rules. It's about operating with integrity, even when no one's watching. The source even quotes C.S. Lewis here. Integrity is doing the right thing, even when no one is watching. That's a good reminder, right? Yeah.
Ethical decisions, they're not always easy, but they are always important.
For sure. We've seen how research skills can be valuable, how to gain business acumen, how to approach a business plan. What are your thoughts on all this so far?
I'm really impressed, actually. It's encouraging to see how skills and values from academia can be used in the business world. I'm particularly intrigued by this emphasis on ethics and integrity. It suggests that building a successful business isn't just about the bottom line. It's about building something meaningful and lasting.
I totally agree. And we've only scratched the surface. There's so much more to explore in this source. I'm excited to see what else we learn about this path. From researcher to entrepreneur, what really sticks out is how it emphasizes transferring those core research values into the business world.
Oh, interesting. I'm curious to hear more about what you mean.
It's not just about bringing those analytical and project management skills. It's about the deeper principles that guide research, like the commitment to evidence-based decisions, the constant questioning, testing, the focus on ethical conduct.
I see what you mean. So it's about applying that same rigor and integrity to building a business.
Exactly. And the source really highlights this concept of integrity as being absolutely essential. It's about doing the right thing, even when it's difficult, even when you think no one is noticing.
It really drives home the point that ethical behavior isn't just following rules. It's about having a strong moral compass that guides your actions in every situation. And what I find so interesting is how the source argues that this type of integrity isn't just morally right, it's actually a smart business strategy. Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about that. The source argues that when you prioritize ethical practices, it strengthens your reputation, builds stronger relationships with everyone involved, and can even attract more loyal customers.
That makes a lot of sense. When you operate with transparency and fairness, you build trust, and trust is fundamental to any successful business. The source provides some really compelling examples of how this plays out. For example, think about a company that encounters a major setback. If they're upfront about the issue and clearly communicate their plan to address it, stakeholders are more likely to stick with them.
Honesty is the best policy. People appreciate transparency, especially when things get tough. That honesty translates to other areas as well. Taking responsibility for mistakes, even if it's costly, making amends, building sustainable practices, even if it impacts short-term profits.
Those are great examples of how ethical values translate into real-world actions that benefit both the business and the wider community. It's not just about avoiding negative consequences. It's about actively building a business that's both profitable and principal.
Precisely. And what's even more interesting is that the source positions ethical behavior as a potential competitive advantage.
That's a fascinating angle. How think about it? Consumers today are becoming more discerning. They want to support businesses that align with their values.
That's true. People are looking for brands that are authentic and responsible.
Exactly. So by embedding ethical practices into your business model, you're not only doing good, you're attracting a loyal customer base that connects with your values. You're building a brand that people feel good about supporting. It's like a win situation. You're building a successful business while staying true to your principles.
I love that idea. As we're talking about this, it brings me back to the concept of translating those research principles into business practices.
It's a really powerful framework. The source highlights some specific areas where this translation can have a significant impact, like that commitment to evidence-based decision-making. We're talking about your research process. You're constantly gathering data, analyzing results, and refining your hypotheses based on the evidence.
And that same approach could be so valuable in business. Instead of making decisions based on gut feelings or assumptions, you're grounding them in data and analysis. It's about testing your ideas, gathering feedback, and constantly iterating based on what you learn. And having the humility to admit when you're wrong and being open to changing course when the data suggests it.
The intellectual humility is essential in both research and business. It's about acknowledging that you don't have all the answers and being open to continuous learning and adaptation. It's about staying curious and adaptable.
The source also talks about collaboration and open communication as core research values.
And those are equally crucial in a business setting. Think about how much researchers rely on sharing ideas, working with colleagues, getting feedback from peers. It's all about collaboration. And that same collaborative spirit can be incredibly beneficial in building and running a business.
It's about assembling a team of diverse perspectives and expertise, making sure everyone feels comfortable sharing their ideas, and creating a culture of open communication. It's
not just about getting tasks done. It's about tapping into that collective wisdom and creativity.
Exactly. Recognizing that the best solutions often come from unexpected sources and being open to learning from everyone around you. I love that idea. I think that's one of the most exciting things about this whole concept of bringing research principles into the business world. It's about bringing a fresh perspective, a different way of thinking.
It's about challenging the status quo, questioning assumptions, and finding innovative solutions to complex problems.
And doing all of that with a strong commitment to ethics, integrity, and a sense of social responsibility. As we've been talking about the application of these principles, I've been thinking about the practical challenges and opportunities that researchers might face during this transition. It's one thing to talk about these concepts, but it's another to put them into action.
What are some of the hurdles researchers might encounter as they move from the world of research into the world of entrepreneurship?
One of the biggest challenges is often the shift in mindset. Academia often rewards specialization and deep expertise in a particular field, whereas entrepreneurship demands a more generalist approach. It's about being able to see the big picture, understanding how different parts of a business work together, and being adaptable in the face of constant change. That can be a real adjustment for researchers who've spent years focused on a very specific area of study.
It's about learning to think outside the box, embracing ambiguity, and being comfortable taking calculated risks. How can researchers bridge that gap? The source emphasizes the importance of developing business acumen.
Researchers might be brilliant scientists or engineers, but they might not have much experience with things like marketing, finance, or operations. Those are all essential skills for running a successful business. Luckily, there are a lot of resources out there to help.
The source suggests things like taking online courses, diving into business books relevant to their field, or finding a mentor who's successfully navigated the entrepreneurial world.
Those are all great ideas. It's about being proactive and seeking out opportunities to learn and grow.
Exactly. I think it's important to remember that building a business takes time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, challenges to overcome, and a lot to learn along the way. It's about embracing the journey and remembering that success isn't linear.
And that brings us back to that wonderful Albert Schweitzer quote. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. It's a good reminder to focus on finding fulfillment in the process, not just chasing the end goal. When you're genuinely passionate about what you're doing, it shows in your work.
And it can be incredibly motivating. So it's about finding that sweet spot where your passion, your skills, and the market's needs intersect. Along with the mindset shift and the need to develop business acumen, the source also stresses the importance of networking and building relationships in the business world.
That makes sense. You need to connect with people outside of your usual academic circle.
Exactly. You might have a fantastic network within academia, but expanding that network to include entrepreneurs, investors, potential mentors, and even future partners is crucial.
So it's about stepping outside of your comfort zone and building relationships in a new arena.
The source suggests attending industry events, joining business groups, and even using online platforms like LinkedIn to connect with people who can offer guidance, support, and potentially open doors to new opportunities. It's like building a whole new support system for your entrepreneurial journey.
And remember, networking is a two-way street. It's about building genuine relationships and finding ways to add value to others, not just taking what you need. As we've been talking about the challenges, I can't help but think about all the incredible opportunities that come with making this leap from research to entrepreneurship.
I agree. It's such an exciting path with so much potential. The source emphasizes that researchers are in a unique position to identify gaps in the market and develop innovative solutions to address those gaps. It's about using your research background, deep knowledge, and analytical skills to create something truly valuable.
Exactly. Your research might have led to the development of a new technology, a unique approach to solving a problem, or a deeper understanding of an unmet need in the market. It's about taking that knowledge and turning it into something that can benefit others. The source really encourages researchers to think big, embrace that entrepreneurial spirit, and believe in their ability to make a difference.
It's about seeing the potential for positive change and having the courage to pursue it.
Absolutely, and it also highlights the incredible satisfaction and fulfillment that can come from building a successful business. It's about bringing an idea to life, watching it grow, and knowing that you're making a positive impact on the world.
It's also about the journey itself, the challenges you overcome, the lessons you learn, the personal growth that comes from stepping outside of your comfort zone. and pursuing something you're passionate about, embracing the entire process, the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
Exactly. And remembering that success isn't just about the destination, it's about the journey that gets you there. Now that we've explored the mindset shift, the importance of business acumen, and the power of networking, let's dive into the specifics of developing a solid business plan. The Source stresses the importance of using your research skills to create a plan that's not just a static document, but a dynamic roadmap for success. It's about taking that analytical approach you use in research and applying it to map out your business strategy. And just like in research, it all starts with thorough market research.
It's the foundation for everything else you do. It's like what we were talking about earlier, understanding your audience, analyzing your competitors, and getting a handle on the overall market trends. About gathering data, just like you would in a research project. This time, it's data about your target market, your industry, and your potential customers.
And the Source makes a great comparison, saying, market research is like a compass, guiding you to understand the landscape and make informed decisions. I like that analogy. It helps you answer critical questions like, who are my ideal customers? What are their pain points? How are existing solutions falling short?
It's about using research skills to gather intelligence and build a strategy for success. The Source breaks down the process into three key areas: identifying your target audience, analyzing your competitors, and understanding market trends. These are the building blocks of a solid market research plan.
It's also about digging deep into these areas to gain a clear understanding of the market you're entering and the opportunities within it. Once you've gathered all that valuable market data, the next step, according to the Source, is to craft a compelling narrative with your findings.
You want to paint a vivid picture with your data. Tell a story that captures the imagination and highlights the value proposition of your business.
The Source suggests using data visualizations like charts and infographics to make your data more engaging and easier to understand. It's about bringing those numbers to life and making your business plan more persuasive and impactful, alongside creating a compelling narrative. The Source emphasizes the importance of engaging stakeholders throughout the process.
Whether it's investors, partners, or potential customers, keeping them informed and involved can make a big difference. It's about building relationships, earning trust, and creating a sense of shared ownership in your vision.
The Source highlights the importance of being concise in your communication, avoiding jargon, actively listening to feedback and concerns, and following up regularly.
Right. You are showing that you value their input and that you're committed to open and transparent communication. Now, as we've been talking about developing a business plan, I've been thinking about the specific challenges that researchers might face in this area.
What are some of the hurdles they might need to overcome?
One common challenge is that researchers often have a very technical mindset. They're used to writing for academic journals where the focus is on precision and detail. But in the business world, you need to be able to distill those complex ideas into a language that's accessible to a wider audience. It's about being able to communicate your vision in a way that's clear, concise, and compelling, even for those who aren't experts in your field. It's like learning to translate your research into a language that everyone can understand.
And another challenge highlighted by the Source is being able to articulate the financial viability of your business idea. Investors want to see the numbers. Precisely. They want to understand your revenue model, your projected expenses, and your overall plan for generating a return on their investment.
That could be a new area for researchers who might not have much experience with financial planning and forecasting.
Absolutely. But the Source reminds us that there are resources available to help. You can take courses, read books, or even work with a financial advisor to gain the skills you need.
It's about recognizing that. You don't have to be an expert in everything right away. It's okay to ask for help and seek guidance from those with more experience in specific areas. The Source also emphasizes that business planning is an iterative process. You don't have to get it perfect on the first try.
It's about starting with a solid foundation, getting feedback, and refining your plan as you learn and grow, embracing the journey and being open to adapting as you go. And
as we delve deeper into the nuances of building a compelling business plan, the Source highlights the importance of weaving a captivating narrative with your data.
So it's not just about presenting the facts and figures, it's about bringing those numbers to life with a story that resonates with your audience. Exactly. You want to engage people on an emotional level, not just an intellectual level. It's about showcasing the problem you're solving, the solution you're offering, and the impact your business will have on the world.
It's about painting a picture of the future you're creating with your business. And The Source offers some great tips for doing this, like using vivid language, incorporating compelling visuals, and sharing relatable anecdotes. These are all techniques that researchers can use to make their data more impactful and their message more memorable.
And the storytelling approach isn't just about appealing to emotions. It's also about making your business plan more persuasive. Helping potential investors and customers understand your vision, connect with your mission, and believe in the potential of your business. Alongside crafting a compelling narrative, The Source emphasizes the importance of demonstrating a clear understanding of your target audience.
It's about going beyond basic demographics and really getting to know your ideal customer. Exactly. What are their needs, their motivations, their pain points? It's about understanding the why behind their actions. Researchers with their training in qualitative and quantitative research are uniquely equipped to conduct this type of in-depth customer research.
They can use their skills to gather data, analyze patterns, and uncover insights that can help them tailor their business offerings to meet the specific needs of their target market. The Source also stresses the importance of being realistic and transparent in your business plan. That means acknowledging the potential challenges and risks involved.
Investors want to see that you've thought carefully about potential obstacles and that you have plans in place to mitigate those risks. It's about being honest about the realities of building a business, but also demonstrating that you're prepared to face those challenges head on. This transparency builds trust with potential investors.
Yeah, it shows that you're not trying to hide anything and that you're approaching your business with a level of honesty and pragmatism. So it's about finding that balance between optimism and realism. Now, as we dig deeper into the elements of a successful business plan, The Source highlights the importance of defining your competitive advantage.
That's about articulating what makes your business unique, what sets you apart from the competition. Researchers often have a natural advantage in this area. Their work may have led to the development of a new technology, a novel approach, or a deeper understanding of a particular problem.
So it's about translating those research insights into a business offering that truly stands out in the marketplace. The Source suggests highlighting things like unique intellectual property, the expertise of your team, innovative approaches, or any other factors that give you an edge in the market.
It's about being able to answer the question, why should a customer choose you over everyone else? Answering that question clearly and convincingly is essential for attracting customers and building a successful business.
The Source really emphasizes the need for a solid financial model. This is where you translate your vision into numbers, demonstrating the financial viability of your business idea. It's about forecasting your revenue, outlining your expenses, and projecting your cash flow.
This is where investors really pay attention. They want to see that you have a realistic plan for generating a return on their investment.
So it's crucial to have a solid understanding of your financial picture and a well-developed plan for achieving profitability. And while this can feel daunting, especially for those without a financial background, there are resources available to help.
Templates and even financial advisors can guide you through the process. Remember, building a financial model is an iterative process. Start with a basic model and refine it as you gather more data and learn about your market. As we wrap up this discussion about creating a compelling business plan, I want to circle back to the idea of seeking feedback.
And continuously iterating on your idea.
Don't be afraid to share your plan with trusted advisors, mentors, and potential investors. Get their feedback and be open to making adjustments based on their suggestions. It's about viewing your business plan as a living document, something that evolves as you learn and grow.
Don't forget the value of a community or program like the Alchemist Bootcamp.
Yeah, that is a great program. Isn't it only offered 2 to 3 times a year?
Yes, it is an 8-week immersive program that includes a 6-month membership to the community. You get hands-on guidance and ongoing tools, tips, and live sessions to help you work through this process regardless of where you are in the process.
And remember, building a successful business is a journey, not a destination. It's about embracing the challenges, celebrating the wins, and continuously learning and adapting along the way. Now let's shift gears and talk about building a strong team, which The Source highlights as crucial for any entrepreneur.
It emphasizes the importance of surrounding yourself with talented and dedicated individuals who share your vision. It's about recognizing that you can't do everything yourself. Building a successful business requires a collective effort.
The source talks about finding people with complementary skills, diverse perspectives, and a shared passion for your mission. It's about creating a team that's not just capable, but also cohesive. A team that can work together effectively and support each other through the inevitable challenges of building a business. It's about fostering a sense of camaraderie and shared purpose.
The source offers some great tips for building a strong team. It talks about clearly defining roles and responsibilities, establishing open lines of communication, fostering a culture of trust and respect, and celebrating successes together. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels valued, empowered, and motivated to contribute their best work.
It's important to remember that team building is an ongoing process. It's about continually assessing your needs, identifying any gaps in expertise, and seeking out individuals who can help you achieve your goals. As we've been talking about this, I've been thinking about the unique challenges and opportunities that researchers might face in this area of team building.
I think most people listening have experience with working within a bad or ineffective team of people.
Yeah, and part of what can make this challenging is that researchers are used to working independently on their projects. So transitioning to a more collaborative environment can take some adjustment.
Now, we're looping back to the importance of being able to effectively communicate your vision and expectations to your team members.
Exactly. It's about providing clear direction, setting ambitious goals, and creating that shared sense of purpose that inspires everyone to work together.
And it's also about learning to delegate, trusting your team members to take ownership of their responsibilities and empowering them to make decisions.
Letting go of some control and allowing your team to contribute their unique skills and perspectives. Building on this idea of effective communication,
the source emphasizes the importance of fostering open communication and constructive feedback within your team, creating a space where everyone feels comfortable sharing their ideas, expressing concerns, and giving each other feedback.
Exactly. And it's also about being receptive to feedback, learning from your mistakes, and constantly striving for improvement. Building a culture of continuous learning and growth.
The source suggests having regular team meetings, establishing open communication channels, and encouraging constructive criticism.
So it's about making sure everyone feels heard and valued, and that their contributions are recognized. Before we move on,
I want to emphasize the power of shared vision and purpose when it comes to building a successful team. Everyone is aligned around a common goal, and they're passionate about making a difference. It creates this incredible synergy that can really drive a business forward, creating that sense of shared ownership, where everyone feels invested in the success of the business and motivated to contribute their best work.
And that kind of collective energy can be incredibly powerful.
Now, shifting gears to the financial side of things, the source dives into the world of securing funding, a critical step for any entrepreneur. It emphasizes the importance of understanding the different funding options available, from bootstrapping to venture capital.
The best option for your business will depend on a variety of factors. The source explores the nuances of each option, outlining the pros and cons. It starts with bootstrapping, which involves funding your business using your own personal savings or revenue generated from early sales.
This could be a great option for entrepreneurs who want to maintain full control of their business and avoid taking on debt or giving up equity.
But it can also be a slow and challenging path, requiring significant financial discipline and a willingness to make sacrifices in those early stages.
The source also explores angel investors, who are individuals who provide funding to startups in exchange for equity ownership. Angel investors often bring valuable expertise and mentorship to the table, in addition to their financial investment.
So it's not just about the money, it's about gaining access to their knowledge and experience.
Exactly. They can be a great resource for early stage businesses, but finding the right angel investor can be challenging. And it's important to carefully consider the terms of their investment and the level of control they'll have. Then there's venture capital, which involves securing funding from firms that specialize in investing in high growth. Venture capital can provide significant capital for businesses looking to scale rapidly and expand into new markets.
So it's an option for those with ambitious growth plans, but it's important to remember that venture capital comes with high expectations for growth and profitability, and it often involves giving up a significant portion of equity ownership.
It's a big decision, right? And it's important to carefully consider if it aligns with your long-term vision for the business, alongside traditional funding options. The source highlights the growing popularity of crowdfunding platforms, which allow entrepreneurs to raise funds from a large number of individuals online.
Crowdfunding could be a great way to validate your business idea, build a community of early supporters, and generate buzz around your product or service.
But it's important to note that crowdfunding requires a significant amount of effort to build a compelling campaign and engage effectively with potential backers.
Entrepreneurs need to carefully consider their needs, risk tolerance, and long-term goals. And it's always a good idea to seek guidance from mentors, advisors, and experienced entrepreneurs who have successfully navigated the funding landscape.
Speaking of the challenges of securing funding, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on how researchers might approach this aspect of entrepreneurship. Researchers often have incredible ideas, but they might not have the same level of experience pitching those ideas to investors as someone with a business background.
They really have to learn how to effectively communicate the value of their research in a way that resonates with investors.
Exactly. The source highlights the importance of developing a clear and compelling pitch that articulates the problem you're solving, the solution you're offering, the market opportunity, and the team behind the venture, presenting a concise and persuasive argument for why your business is worth investing in.
And it's also about being able to articulate your financial projections, your growth strategy, and your exit strategy in a way that inspires confidence. The source suggests practicing your pitch, seeking feedback from mentors and advisors.
Yeah. And being prepared to answer tough questions from potential investors. It's about demonstrating your passion, your expertise, and your belief in the potential of your business. The source also stresses the importance of building relationships with potential investors.
Networking is key. It's about attending industry events, connecting with investors who are interested in your field, and nurturing those relationships over time. It's about building trust and rapport so that when you pitch your idea, you're not just a stranger.
And it's about being patient and persistent. Securing funding can take time, and it's important to stay focused on your goals and not give up on your vision. It's about believing in yourself and your idea, even when things get tough. And as we wrap up the section on funding, I want to add that it's not just about finding investors who are a good financial fit, but also a good cultural fit.
It's about finding people who share your values, believe in your mission, and are excited to support your journey. It's about building a partnership that's based on mutual respect and a shared commitment to success.
Now, moving on to the exciting world of marketing, the source emphasizes the importance of understanding your target audience and crafting a message that resonates with them.
It's about recognizing that marketing isn't just about promoting your product or service. It's about connecting with your customers on a deeper level. Exactly. So it's about understanding their needs, their motivations, their pain points, and offering solutions that genuinely make a difference in their lives.
The source recommends developing a clear marketing strategy, outlining your target audience, key marketing channels, messaging, and budget. It's like creating a roadmap for reaching your ideal customers and building awareness for your brand.
The source explores a variety of marketing channels, from social media to email marketing to content marketing to paid advertising. Understanding the strengths and weaknesses of each channel and choosing the ones that are most effective for reaching your target audience. The source emphasizes the importance of creating high-quality content
that provides real value to your audience. It's about educating, entertaining, or informing your audience in a way that builds trust and establishes your expertise.
Exactly. And just as important as creating great content is tracking your marketing efforts and analyzing the results. That's where those data analysis skills come in handy. It's about understanding what's working, what's not, and making adjustments to your strategy based on the data. So it's a continuous cycle of testing, learning, and refining.
As we're talking about marketing, I'm curious about the specific challenges and opportunities researchers might face in this area. Researchers are used to communicating with a very specific audience, their academic peers. They often use highly technical language and focus on all those details and analogies,
which might not translate well to a broader audience. It can require a bit of a mindset shift. It's about learning to simplify your message without dumbing it down, highlighting the benefits in a way that's easy to understand and connecting on an emotional level.
Makes sense. The source encourages researchers to embrace storytelling as a powerful tool for communicating the work. And alongside traditional marketing approaches, the source highlights online marketing tools and platforms.
Things like social media.
Exactly. social media, email marketing, content marketing. These can be incredibly effective ways to build awareness, engage with your audience, and drive traffic to your website. The Source provides some tips for using these tools effectively. Things like creating high-quality content, engaging with your followers, and tracking your results.
As we wrap up this segment on marketing, I think it's important to emphasize authenticity and transparency in all your communication. People can spot a fake a mile away. Be genuine, share your passion, and let your personality shine through. And remember, it's about building relationships, not just making sales.
It's about connecting on a human level, providing value, and earning their trust. Now let's talk about building a thriving online presence. The Source emphasizes this as being critical in today's digital world.
And it all starts with a website, right?
Exactly. It's not just about having one, it's about having one that's well-designed, informative, and user-friendly.
It's often the first impression. Make a good one. The Source highlights the importance of clear and concise website copy. Communicate your value, your mission. Show what makes you unique. Showcase your expertise, products or services, and your team. And make it engaging.
Definitely. And don't forget a clear call to action. What do you want visitors to do? Buy something. Sign up. Make it easy. Exactly. Guide them to that next step.
A website needs to be visually appealing too. A well-designed website really enhances the user experience. The Source recommends high-quality images, a clean layout, and easy navigation.
And what about SEO? You want to be found by potential customers searching online.
The Source recommends using keywords throughout your website content and building backlinks. As we're talking about this, I'm thinking about how researchers with their background and all that publishing might approach this whole online content creation thing.
It's an interesting transition. Researchers are used to writing for a very specific audience, often in a very formal style. The online world is a different beast. It's more dynamic, more visual, and interactive.
The Source encourages researchers to embrace this new landscape and experiment with different approaches to storytelling, visual content, and social media.
It's about adapting your communication style, right? Making research more accessible.
Exactly. And it's also about leveraging those online platforms to build relationships with potential customers, investors, collaborators.
Makes sense. The Source specifically highlights the power of social media for building a community around your brand.
It's true. Platforms like Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook can be incredibly effective for connecting with your target audience, sharing your insights, and building relationships with key influencers.
I could see how researchers would benefit from that.
The Source suggests creating a social media strategy that aligns with your goals, figuring out which platforms your audience uses, and then focusing on creating engaging and informative content.
Tailoring your approach, exactly. It's not just about broadcasting your message, it's about having conversations, sharing your expertise, building relationships. And I think The Source makes a great point about being authentic and transparent on social media. That's key.
People can tell when you're not being genuine. It's about letting your personality shine through, showing your passion, and engaging in a meaningful way. So it's about building a community, not just a following. And as we wrap up this section on building an online presence, I think it's important to remember that it takes time and effort.
It doesn't happen overnight, that's for sure. It's about consistently creating high-quality content, engaging with your audience, and refining your strategy. And it's about being willing to experiment, try new things, and adapt to the ever-changing world of online marketing.
It's a valuable skill to have. We've talked about building a solid foundation with a business plan, assembling a great team, and establishing a strong online presence. What else does The Source highlight as important for researchers turned entrepreneurs? One crucial aspect it covers is the legal and regulatory landscape.
The Source emphasizes seeking legal counsel early on to make sure you're operating within the law and protecting your intellectual property. The Source highlights things like understanding intellectual property rights, patents, trademarks, copyrights, and making sure your business is structured in a way that minimizes risk and protects your assets.
It also delves into different legal structures for businesses like sole proprietorships, partnerships, LLCs, and corporations. It's about finding the right fit for your specific business needs. And then there's the whole area of industry regulations and compliance.
The Source stresses making sure your operations meet all the necessary standards, safety and ethical standards. It's about operating with integrity and transparency. I think this is where researchers, with their strong ethical foundations, can really excel. So staying informed is critical. The Source recommends things like subscribing to industry newsletters, attending webinars, and connecting with other entrepreneurs and legal professionals to stay in the loop.
It's definitely a journey. The Source emphasizes that success in entrepreneurship is about more than just profit, right? It's about creating something meaningful and impactful, building a business that aligns with your values, and making a positive difference in the world.
I love that. It really resonates with the research mindset. It's not just about the outcome. It's about the process, the impact, the contribution.
Now let's talk about the final key area the Source covers, which is measuring success and scaling your venture. The article emphasizes setting clear metrics for tracking your progress. Identifying those key performance indicators, KPIs, that align with your goals, and regularly reviewing your data.
So it's about taking that data-driven approach and applying it to your business.
Exactly, and it's not just about looking at the numbers.
It's about making sure they're telling the story of your progress, making sure your actions match your goals.
The Source also dives into the challenges and opportunities of scaling a business, highlighting the need for strategic adjustments as you grow. So what works for a small startup might not work for a larger company.
And even as you scale and grow, the Source stresses staying true to your core values and mission, making sure that growth is sustainable. And as we've discussed, researchers have a unique advantage in this area. They're used to working towards a larger purpose.
Making a positive impact. Those values can be incredibly powerful drivers of success. And while researchers might be used to measuring success in terms of publications or grants, the Source encourages them to embrace new metrics that are relevant to the business world, like customer acquisition, revenue growth, or market share.
It's about learning the language of business. Alongside those traditional business metrics, the Source also highlights measuring your social impact. It's about tracking the positive difference your business is making.
Exactly. And demonstrating that social impact can be incredibly powerful. It can engage customers, attract top talent, and build a brand people are proud to support. As we wrap up this deep dive into research-driven entrepreneurship, I'm struck by how much valuable information we've covered. It's been fascinating.
We've explored so much, from the transferable skills of researchers, to ethical conduct, building a business plan, securing funding, marketing, building a team, navigating legal stuff, measuring success, and scaling for growth. One message has been really clear. Researchers have the potential to be incredible entrepreneurs.
The Source emphasizes that your unique perspective, expertise, and passion for solving problems can lead to truly innovative and impactful businesses. It's been really inspiring. I hope our listeners feel empowered to explore their entrepreneurial potential. It's an exciting journey. And as The Source reminds us, what problem will you solve?
Thanks for joining us on Alchemist Tribune Deep Dives. We're the Academic Renegade crew, reminding you that your doctorate is more than a degree. It's your launchpad to entrepreneurial success. For more insights, visit us at The Alchemist Tribune, where we're bridging the gap between academia and enterprise. Until next time, keep innovating.